Dan, what is your official title, Alan?
that's very nice of you. I am the Urban Forestry Assistant for the city of Ellsworth.
Wow.
Very nice.
And are you from the area?
No, I'm from Ewing, New Jersey.
Oh.
And I go to the University of Maine. I am a forestry major, and I'm entering my senior year.
Nice. Well, if you're going to be a forestry major, Maine is a good place to be for that.
Yeah, it definitely is. Are we 90% forested? Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 90%. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, there's a few events coming up that Alan's going to give us some thoughts about. The first one, tell us about this tree inventory. I never think about having to count trees. Why is that important?
Exactly. Well, we are in the process of developing a comprehensive forestry management plan for the city of Ellsworth. And we're going to develop the plan, but we need to have data in order to make decisions about the forest.
Okay.
So we need the public's help. So if you guys could join us at City Hall on Saturday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we're going to be starting Ellsworth's street tree inventory. Volunteers are going to use their smartphones to collect tree measurements along city streets. If you don't have a smartphone, it's okay, because we're going to have pencil and paper, old-fashioned.
Wow, there you go.
Is this the first time that this has been done recently, Alan?
There have been several tree inventories, but they're very limited. The College of the Atlantic did tree locations, but we don't have any measurements, any species.
Wow.
So those are the really important data.
So you'll be doing measurements too. So will that be an estimate, or will you actually be able to pinpoint how tall the trees are?
So we're not going to do tree height. I actually forgot to mention, if volunteers could bring a measuring tape, that would be really helpful.
Are you measuring the width of the trunks?
Yeah, so we're going to use the measuring tape to measure the circumference, and then we're going to use some calculations to get the diameter of the trees.
Okay, and when you get all of this info, what do you do with it?
So we're probably going to put this in a giant Excel spreadsheet, and then we're going to make some graphs and draw some conclusions about the state of our forests and what we can do to manage the health problems, especially that are facing our forests.
All right. And in just a moment, Alan's going to talk more about the health of our trees and how you can help out too.
All right. That's more with Alan Chausse coming up on Star 97.7 next. Today, it's great to have Alan Chausse with us. And Alan is an urban forestry assistant for the city of Ellsworth. Big event coming up a week from Saturday. That's July 11th. The tree inventory, right?
Yeah, and if somebody wants to get involved, there is a specific website or an email they need to send, right?
Yes, if you could send an email to treesteward@ellsworthmaine.gov, that would be greatly appreciated. Our event is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at City Hall. And if you could bring a smartphone or a pencil and paper along with a measuring tape, that would be great. We'll have extras, but if you could bring that would be great.
All right, and then let's back up a little bit. July 8th, which is next Wednesday, you are going to be doing a presentation.
Yes, I'm very excited, very excited. So we're going to be doing a presentation called Protect Your Trees, an Intro to Tree Pests and Disease. It is going to be Wednesday, July 8th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Heart of Ellsworth, located at 16 State Street. I'm going to cover control methods, signs, and symptoms related to the most pressing pest and disease issues today.
All right, and I bet there's a lot of people that have no idea that their trees could be at risk, so you'll probably share signs, things to look for to see if there's an issue with a tree?
Yes, exactly, and I'm going to have some handouts so people can take those home and reference the pictures. We're going to talk about the emerald ash borer. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, we've heard a lot about that.
Yes, we're going to talk about beech leaf disease, beech bark disease, and several invasive moths like spongy moth and brown tail moth.
So, Alan, you're a senior at the University of Maine, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, so when did you know that trees were going to be a huge part of your future? How old were you?
Oh, man. Well, I always was interested in outdoor stuff. I took hikes when I was younger. But I really didn't decide on trees specifically until the end of high school, because I was looking at, like, what do I do? I want to do something outside.
Right, there you go.
And I settled on forestry, which I don't know if I'll do forestry exactly, but I definitely want to do something outside.
Wait, I don't know if you've heard this program before, Alan, but we like dad jokes here at Star 97.7.
Oh,
can we lay a couple of dad jokes on you before you go about trees?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
What is a tree's favorite drink?
Water?
No. Root beer.
Root beer. All right,
Paul. Very good. How do trees access the internet?
Through the world wood wide web.
Oh, that's even
that's
better.
That's pretty good.
Wow, very clever. Well, I was going to say they log on. Maybe we should stop there.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't keep you from coming back, Alan. Thank you.
No, thank you so much.